sugar and spine. I feel nice, like sugar and spine. So nice, so nice, I got you.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel. Floyd is on assignment, but with us, as always, the man who knows everything, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Howdy.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. I hear that we're raising more money.
We are. We're going to raise one more week here.
One more week of money?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long for us. I only care about what affects me.
Oh, okay. So, all right. You know, so you're a real American.
We do this today. Yeah, I don't care what happens after 2 o'clock today.
Do you care what happens before we come on the air?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
How it affects
me. It's like a ripple in your consciousness.
How it affects me. I mean, sometimes sometimes there are effects if I come in and like the studio's on fire or something.
Oh yeah, that might put you back a little. Yeah. Just for a sec. Because you're all go. That's the way you are when you're here.
Yeah.
It's ready, like, raring to go.
Get out of the way. I'm sitting here smoking my Luckies and yelling at the lackeys and we're going live. Come on.
Uh oh.
What's uh oh?
We gotta get serious.
Oh, is SD coming?
No.
Bolt the door.
No. She might come in and thank people.
She will be in here.
She will. I have no doubt she'll be
coming
to thank people.
I've got an eye. I got eyes on her though. I'll let you know. Oh,
old bestie.
She's putting her mask on.
Bestie. So, okay. So she's coming in.
She may be moving in here.
So. All right.
Okay. 256-2001. We're trying to raise a little bit of money here today, or WRTFM.org, which is a really nice way to pledge.
Now, I know you're going to stop me from this, but I want to thank the listeners for last week.
No, don't.
They did. They just turned out their pockets. It was amazing.
No, it was great. We
had a goal. We have a goal. Every show has a little goal, and our listeners doubled what we were expecting.
Shattered it.
It shattered the goal.
Yeah.
Yep. It just all over little pieces of the goal all over the floor. And it's all because of you people who love WRT and have some kind of strange obsession or fascination with this program. And we really want to thank you for pledging all those lovely, lovely dollars, because it means that, I don't think Papa's got a brand new bag, I think, now as a result.
Feeling lucky tonight. Lucky seven.
Yeah.
Here we go. We'll turn that into some real money. No, people were very, very generous last week. Oh, we have a pledge already. From Christopher in Madison. Thank you, Christopher.
Okay, Christopher has directed us to do something.
He has?
Please ask Esty about her call into A Way With Words. I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
So maybe Esty will grace us.
Well, Christopher obviously has some sort of problems with, because it listed his first show as favorite show as entertainment.
Oh, okay.
So, so I don't think we can really take anything he says seriously. But he does like Mel and Floyd and Tropical Rhythms too. So,
one of those is a good program.
Tropical Rhythms is good.
One of those is fine.
All right. Well, I still have eyes on Esty, but when she comes in here, we'll ask her about her call into A Way With Words.
Thank you, Christopher.
Pledged online.
Yes. So. Yep. And we love it that you give us money, but you know what we would also love? We would love to expand our donor base, our benefactors. If you have not pledged before and you've been listening to the fine WRT programming, you might want to do that. And I remember the first time I pledged to WRT, I was at a job here in town where I worked the graveyard shift, and it was 2 a.m, and there was a couple of guys that were on a reggae show that I was listening to, and they were just getting exasperated that nobody called.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? This is my time to step up.
Yeah.
So think of it the opposite way here. This is your time to shut us up. So if you if you pledge and you ask for like 1 minute of silence, if the pledge is big enough, we might just go for that. That would be a little relief for you, the listener.
Now, I have a good feeling about this week because, as you can see, and the listeners can't, of course, but I brought in my little toy Nixon, little plastic Nixon.
Wow.
That I have all the presidents up through Nixon. It was the set that they gave away at the Red Owl when I was a kid. It's made by the Marx Company, I think it was.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Remember there. Mark's Toys.
Or yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, but and then I've got like a little styrofoam riser where I can line them all up in order.
Did you ever have Worker versus Parasite? That was one of the games I got from the Mark's company.
I had to get the Nixon one separate because he was made a little bit later. And they also made, now they were covering their bets here in 68. They also made a Humphrey.
Oh, did they?
So I have a Hubert Humphrey presidential toy.
Got whisked in from the alternate universe where we did not go down this fast 50 some years of crazy. Hey, by the way, this is the weird synchronicity of our brains.
Yes.
And I'm reading an academic paper that appeared in the Journal of Economic Perspectives called How Richard Nixon Pressured Arthur Burns. You know, our economy started to go kind of wonky in the 70s, and some of that was pretty explicable in terms of, you know, OPEC changing oil prices and how dependent our economy was, of course, on fossil fuels. Not like now. Anyway, actually, Nixon, to get reelected, did a lot of crazy crap with the economy as well, and he pressured the Federal Reserve Board chair, a man by the name of Arthur Burns, to basically kind of go berserk on the economy. Just say, yes, you're tenting your fingers right now, very
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, like, yes. And he stopped at nothing to win re-election, basically. Not only did he have direct people to break into places, but he destroyed the economy while he was at it as well. So.
Well, didn't they get like the Hanoi to like hold off on peace talks or something until after?
No, that was 68. That was probably not only illegal but treacherous. Yeah, he, through intermediaries, he told the
treasonous or
yeah treacherous yes treacherous. But treasonous yeah, yeah I suppose to yeah so he asked the Vietnamese president at the time, President Tu, to kind of hold back a little bit on any kind of negotiations because he'd get a better deal with Nixon. You always get a better deal with Nixon. You can see him in a plaid coat and those big fat ties from the era.
Gotta get the undercoating.
Yeah, exactly.
256-2001 or WTFM.org is the way you can pledge to us.
Now, Mel, when people pledge to the show, we give them little gifts to thank them, don't we?
We do.
Don't we do that?
Like chocolates and flowers and...
All right.
Automobiles, if they're really good.
Yeah. Look under your seat. There's one there right now.
No, we don't give those things.
Oh, what do we give?
At the $25 level, you can get the WRT bumper sticker. At the $60 level, the new WRT mask with the breakaway lanyard. And you learned what a lanyard was last
week. Yeah, I was completely oblivious on that. So.
Have you worn your Dr. Doom mask yet that I gave
you? I have.
I was kind of proud of that.
Nothing says deadly pandemic like a Dr. Doom mask.
Bag my groceries, dolt.
He always did say dolt, didn't
dolt,
he?
Dolt was one of his favorite words.
I love that one. That's a great word.
Lackeys. Yeah. And he used minions a lot, too. And at the $100 level, the new WRT long sleeve T-shirt. Those are really nice. I've got one from a previous pledge and fundraiser, and those are nice. Yeah. Especially this time of year when you transition from the short sleeve T-shirts to the long sleeve ones. So also, we're really trying to emphasize the evergreen donors.
Yes, I'd forgotten about that.
It's really easy to. It's just a set up a way to, you know, where you would automatically pay a little bit every month, through your checking. It's an ETF is one of them.
You'll barely notice it's gone.
Because you don't notice anything. but that way you can pay $5 or $10 a month or whatever. And that really helps the station as far as from what I understand, is that helps them understand or get a feeling for, the cash flow.
They can do modeling and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like future expenditures and cash in the bank and all that sort of thing.
Fancy stuff. Yeah. So we would encourage you to do that, and that's a real painless way to help out the station too.
So I just want to say, I got a little pitch here I'm going to make, and we talked a little bit about this last week. But what we need right now are here. This money is going for causes, not just for sort of general purposes. We have technology boards, our mixing boards and combos A and B, and they're getting towards the end of their lives. And so we're trying to find a nice place for them to, maybe an institution of some sort.
It was nice of Mr. Edison to donate these to us. Yes. We really appreciate that.
It really is. But the duct tape is kind of wearing thin. But they need about $80,000 to do this. And of course, the regular, you know, technology that we need, headphones, field recorders, mics, and so on. By the way, we have mics here in the studio, and Mel and I have our virus holes hanging out. We're talking right into the microphone. But we have these nice little fuzzy things that are on the end of it. And just so you know, just so people at home understand what we're concerned about these issues, little elves come in and pluck these out and wash them, and then they bring them back. Yeah. Although I have to say, they do shrink a little bit during the washing process. Yeah. I was trying to put this one on. It was like putting a condom on the microphone. It's a little problematic. But anyway, but it's on there now. So we have a very prophylactically, you know, safe microphone here.
Yeah, they take them down to the stream every night and pound rocks on them. It seems to work pretty well. So,
but you know, back in 1975 when the station got started, you know, we were using rocks, we're banging them together,
that was
how we communicated with the rest of the community. So we've come a long way since then, thanks to you, the listeners.
We used to just yell out the window.
Yeah, somebody did. It wasn't us, but
they did have a show.
The collective we.
They did have a show back then, I think, where they just hung the microphone out the window. And seriously, no, I think this is true. I think that they, and then passersby would just like talk into the microphone. That was community radio.
That's like the radio version of Joe Gould, the famous crazy writer who was writing down every conversation he heard because he wanted a record of the age he lived in. Like every time, you know, person, you know, dove at window, you know, sort of thing. It's like, everything's down there. That's what we were doing.
Well, that's what we do now with you know, Instagram and
that's true. That's true. I've I'm guilty of this. I've taken pictures of desserts I've had.
Have you really?
Like that, yes.
Oh, I've never done that.
Isn't that horrible?
So. Hey, I want to thank our phone answers. We have phone answers back in the station.
We do, yep.
Patricia, Lois, and Lucinda.
Yep.
And they're answering phones with staff acting as backup phone answers.
Oh, yeah.
So let's put the staff to work.
Yeah, let's hope you get...
You know what's funny is they grumble then when they have to...
hope you get Patty or Lois or Lucinda, first line of defense. Thank you so much. There's one of our lovely phone answers, even now. And let's see, Monk Seal Sue called. Monk Seal Sue, yay. And Monk Seal Sue is from... Hawaii.
Really?
Kauai, yeah.
Wow.
And Melvina used to live in Hawaii. She lived in Oahu, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
For four or five years.
And let's see, Monk Seal Sue's favorite show is Mel and Floyd, and that's it. Just forget the rest. That's all we need. Thank you so much.
Got an online pledge from Kevin in Monona. Thank you, Kevin. He says he likes Mel and Floyd and Who Cooks for You. We love Who Cooks for You.
So. We do.
Who Cooks for You a few weeks ago.
I cook for me, by the way.
Well, yeah, I do too. I think it was the Jaguar. I don't think it was the other Mr. S that week. But the Jaguar, he played like a whole set of African disco from like the 70s. I think it was from the 70s.
I love it.
It was really good. Yeah. It was like, I had no idea that existed, but it was wonderful. And then, then he'd play like, you know, Slade or something. Goodbye to Jane. So it's we love Who Cooks for You. So anyway, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Christopher.
And we have another pledge from Dennis. And Dennis, thank you, Dennis. Dennis is giving us an evergreen pledge. And as you explained,
perfect.
Mel, that means that there's a regular withdrawal of money that goes to the station. And then we can make plans for, you know, future expenditures, like, you know, I don't know, acquiring, an equity, private equity firm, you know, whatever we want to do in the vast Wartco empire. But he likes Mel and Floyd, Back to the Country, and Mud Acres.
I saw a quote from one of the preachers, one of those evangelicals this week, and I assume he's got a TV network or something. I didn't recognize his name, but he said that the reason there's so much evil in the world is because people aren't giving him enough money. Jesus isn't happy because the donations are just not up to snuff. So people need to dig a little deeper if they want to eradicate that evil in the world and activate Jesus for the, you know, his higher level of concern.
So Christopher just made a second pledge.
What?
And he's getting irritated. He's saying he says he likes now entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. And he said, I'm still waiting. What the heck is Esty doing? She's usually in the studio by now. I mean, patience is costing me because he wants to send us another message.
She's making eye contact. So
Esty, somebody wants to ask you a question.
I think she's on her way.
Okay. So Christopher.
Katie, bar the door. Oh, here comes.
Christopher, don't pledge anymore because Esty is on the way.
Yeah, don't.
Yes, please, I do.
We had a question for you.
We have a question from Christopher. Uh-huh. And Christopher says, please ask Esty, our bestie, about her call into Away with Words. Now, do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. It's a it's a National Public Radio show that I listen to that's okay. Very good about words. And, I mean, what would he like to know?
I don't know any more than that. But did you say something clever and or interesting?
Yeah, so... You know, I'm very humble.
So it was both clever and interesting, is what you're saying.
So about a year and a half ago, I had a surgery. I was gone from here for a while.
Okay.
And as I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, so the guy who operates on me is a surgeon, but he doesn't surge on me. He operates on me. But he's not an operator, you know? Yeah. And so that's really strange, isn't it? That, you know, we're talking about the same thing. But there's two totally different words. And, you know, they answered, but they really didn't answer. They explained to me that the word for surgeon is this and that, and the word for operating is this and that, but they never put the two together. So I still don't know.
Do you have a new? Maybe you can come up with a neologism, a new word that would describe that particular job.
That, yeah, that would... I have another question to ask them sometime. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Or
yeah.
Is that taking too much?
No, go ahead.
Because you know some of your listeners don't like my accent and all that.
I don't know about the accent. Do they?
Oh, maybe it's not the accent. Don't like they don't how humble I am.
That's the humble. Yeah.
I think so, it's the humble.
Three minutes of Esty show, we call it.
I was looking out the window one day and I saw a guy I'd never seen before. You know, but I kind of liked him right away, and I'm like, this is weird. Why is that? And then I realized that the way he looked and the way his gait were a lot like my son-in-law, who I like a lot.
Okay.
And so I told him about that, and he said, oh, a déjà vu. And I'm like, this is not really a déjà vu. No. This is something else. And so
he's a doppelganger. He's a doppelganger.
That's like transference or something.
You think that's the word?
Doppelganger, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, somebody's double is I had a doppelganger for a while.
What happened to him?
We diverged. He got a lot more haggard, and I got a lot little tubbier. So, but we were both these little bean shaped guys.
Is that Marco Polo?
Marco Pogo. Yeah, I used to go to bands and listen to bands here in town, and he would jump up and down in a pogo like thing. Oh. And he was a math grad student, and everybody thought we were the same. And I'd go, and if I didn't jump up and down, they'd come over and say, "Didn't you like the music?" I'm like, "No, I'm the other guy." So I had a doppelganger. In fact, we saw each other on the opposite side of Woolley Street one time. And it was creepy, because everything I was doing, he was doing. No, so that's not
like
true. But we did look a lot alike.
It's like the Spider-Man.
This is a doppelganger. So cool. So I don't need to ask them anymore. You just
answers. You can ask them anyway.
No, look at how smart these guys are. I hope you are pledging for them.
We actually do have some pledges here.
All right.
I hope that Christopher is happy with that answer.
I hope so too, Christopher.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking. And bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye,
good
Esty.
Luck. Thank you.
And let's see who else we got here. We got Scott from Mount Horeb.
All right.
Or as we like to say, Mount Horrid. And let's see, what does Scott have to say? Scott likes Mel and Floyd, Blues Cruise, Guilty Pleasures, and Stay the Course, of course. And then, Mel, you want to...
Right into that iceberg, man.
Talk about it. Yeah. You do the next one.
Carl from Madison.
Right.
He likes Fantasia, Mel and Floyd, and I Like It Like That. Oh, nice show.
I like that, too.
Oh, another... And Christopher again.
Thanks, Esty. It says, and I remember Marco Pogo. Yeah, it was not to rat out Marco Pogo, but I do remember people often would also come up to me and ask me if I wanted to buy any drugs. And I'm like, no, I think that's the other guy. I don't want to throw him under the bus there. But
it's the guy who jumps up and down for 3 hours straight. I have a word thing. I should call into that word show, because it always struck me as odd that we have to say pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Now, maybe with technology, you know, getting to the point where we might need to differentiate pregnant woman and pregnant man. But through most of, you know, history, there should be like one word for that, like pregnaut or something. You know?
Yeah, pregnant. The final frontier.
You got your astronauts, you got your cosmonauts.
No, pregnant is perfect.
You got your pregnant. So. Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
All right, 256-2001. Talk to Patricia Lois. Is that our Lois? Is that the?
Yeah, that's our Lois. I said hi to her when we came in, and she was very friendly.
Not that we own her.
Bubbly self.
And, I see you once in a while.
And she said she could see me smiling even through my mask. Oh. I'm very happy right now, currently.
Yeah,
so.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. You're just showing her teeth to assert dominance. And Lucinda. I'm going to forget Lucinda. Yeah. And then if you call and those guys are all busy, then you get the staff people who, you know, are trying to do their jobs, and they have to pick up the phone.
Yeah, they might ball you out, so if they're a little on edge or they go stuff it or whatever, off, that's just, you know.
Well, it's lack of sleep. But, you know, they put in a lot of hours during the fundraising.
They do, and, you know, let me just say that not a lot of this money goes to them. I mean, it's not like people who work here are, like, fabulously wealthy or anything, believe you me. And we're doing it for peanuts, literally. They give us a little bowl of peanuts and sometimes beer nuts, you know, depends. It's a special day.
Depends on what the Echo is putting out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this bowl looks familiar. Where did you get this from? Oh, around.
Why is there cigarette butts in it?
Yeah, my Aunt Harriet had that. I don't know.
All right, 256-2001 or WRTFM.org. We need a few pledges from people like you who enjoy WRT, who enjoy community radio, and who think that maybe it's a good idea to have some media that isn't owned by, like, Rupert Murdoch and a couple of other people. So, we're going to take a brief break, give you a chance to go to the phones or go clickety-click, and we'll be back with... Should we have some news? Do you have any...
Yeah, Alabama. Alabama is changing its constitution.
Oh. And we're back. We got a couple of people to thank, I think.
Yeah. Let's thank first Anonymous from Belleville. Ooh. And anybody that pledges this show who doesn't pledge anonymously is probably not playing with a full deck. No, at any rate, this person pledged a nice amount. Thank you very much. Got a nice long sleeve T-shirt. Likes Mel and Floyd, Mud Acres Entertainment. And they just want to let us know, in case we were mistaking this, that favorite show number 3 is not mentioned just to annoy you. In other words, it's not mentioned ironically.
I was just in Belleville yesterday. I took Peach for a nice long walk on the bike trail there. That was nice. I like Belleville.
Oh, here's another. Here's another pledge from Christopher. Christopher just keeps giving little bits of money.
Christopher's day drinking. Yeah,
you think? He likes Melon Floyd, Entertainment, Tropical Rhythms. Lois, thanks for donating. My kids and I miss visiting Lois at WRT. I'm getting fraud alerts from my credit card. Also, a donation from Susan. Thank you, Susan.
From Madison.
Yep.
Thank you, Susan.
So, yeah, very good. And so I just want to mention that just in time, the great and sovereign state of Alabama has decided that they'd like to change their constitution. And right on time, I must say. It is, after all, 2021. And so some of the things they'd like to change, they'd like to change Section 256 of the Alabama State Constitution, which says that separate schools should be provided for white and colored children, and no children of either race shall be permitted to attend a school of the other race. Right on time. That's in the Constitution, and they're just now debating. They're actually changing. They're debating with changing. Here's another good one. The legislature shall never pass any law to authorize or legalize any marriage between any white person and a Negro or a descendant of a Negro.
Wow.
And there's also some descriptions of voting requirements, which... They might keep those.
Just
in
keep.
There.
Yeah, you might as well.
Don't want to mess with everything.
You might as well leave those.
And these include literacy tests and poll taxes. And also, by the way, the Constitution still says that the franchise should be restricted or is restricted to men.
Does it really?
Wow. So they've made two previous attempts to remove or to change parts of the Constitution, and they have yet to be able to do that. So in 2004, they tried, and in 2012.
Oh, my God. Really?
So, yeah, it's Alabama.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens. We're keeping an eye on that one.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Moving at the speed of light here. Hey, I learned something this week, and I should have known this, and I'm sorry that I didn't, but I did learn this week. Something that phrase that a lot of the pro-life people like to throw around, fetal heartbeat, is probably one of the most outrageous misnomers that you can possibly imagine. So basically, medical experts said that this term is not a proper description. And what is being referred to by a lot of pro-life activists is actually the sound made by an ultrasound machine that's triggered when a group of cells that are initiating electrical activity are doing that. According to one OBGYN that has been quoted here, Dr. Nisha Verma, this person specializes in abortion care and works at the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. When I use a stethoscope to listen to an adult patient's heart, the sound that I'm hearing is caused by the opening and closing of cardiac valves. At 6 weeks of gestation, those valves don't exist.
Wow.
So no matter what you think about abortion, stop lying.
But they did finally get their death panels after
they like did they,
10
they
or
got
12
the death
years.
Panels?
Well, because of COVID and
yeah.
Like,
oh,
places,
oh, yeah.
Like,
they
places
were,
like Florida and
right,
Texas.
Right,
and,
right.
It's like, oh, we don't have any room in the hospital. So you're on the death panel. So the National Hurricane Center says they were not purposely writing their headlines to be relatable for retweets for people named Kate. Because they had a couple of headlines for the Hurricane Kate, and it says, Kate still a poorly organized depression, and struggling Kate not expected to last much longer.
Wow, poorly organized depression sounds like my life. Hey, Lois.
Hi.
Let's see, Samara. She appreciates the shows at WRT and all the work that goes into them. So she loves every last one of us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Samara. And thank you for that pledge. Okay. And let's see. I got a little story here. This is very heartwarming. You, as we all know, one of the top women leaders in the world is the Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany, Angela Merkel. And mm-hmm. she's going to be stepping down. And one of the things that's really very sweet that I read about that I just wanted to bring to the attention of the listeners is that many, 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 many little girls who are the children, the offspring of refugees that came to Germany have named their little girl Angela.
Really?
It's a girl, the doctor said, handing a newborn bundle to Habajamai, who fled from Syria during the period of the Syrian Civil War. And there was no question in her mind what her daughter's name would be. We are calling her Angela.
Wow.
Angela Merkel saved our lives. She gave us a roof over our heads, and she gave us a future for our children. We love Angela like a mother.
Wow.
So there's a sea of Angelas out there saying goodbye to the Chancellor.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? This is from Dawn. And let's see. Oh, Dawn is giving, I think, to our... All right, to our... She's increasing her amount to the Evergreen. She's already an Evergreen Fund person, but she's going to be increasing the amount that she gives per month to WRT. Thank you so much, Dawn. Dawn lives here in Madison, and to thank her, we're going to send her a Mindless Minion card. And you might want one of those, too. We give those out when people pledge to the show. We assign you a special Mindless Minion number using our Mindless Minion number for seeing powers. What number would be especially right for you?
Those will come in handy when we have the arc that's going to take us off the planet. Those cards will get you right on the arc. They'll get you a good seat. So,
right.
So hang on to those.
Yep.
So,
and first thing they'll give you is that cookbook. So, other than that, it's smooth sailing all the way.
The Elon Musk arc, I think, is what
it's going to be. Oh, Elon Musk.
Right. All right, 256-2001. We have some people to thank, or we have some phone answers out there. I have my little Nixon toy with me. And also, I forgot to tell you this, but on the way down, I heard the song Monkey Time.
Which
was quite the omen, I thought.
Oh, so, wow. That's great.
Yeah. So go to WRTFM.org. You can pledge there. You can get an illustrated history of Madison by Stu Levitan. You can get the WRT mask, and you can get the WRT long sleeve T-shirt. And we do encourage you to do the evergreen, the like a little bit every month that automatically we sneak into your checking account and take it out. So
you won't even notice. Like a bed bug.
Won't feel a thing. Just suck a little blood out.
Yeah, and off we go.
All right, we have to play some announcements. We're going to be back. But you and people like you have a job to go to WRTFM.org or to give us a call, 256-2001. Back in a couple minutes. You got anything good over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, how much of federal taxes are paid by rich people?
And we're back.
We are doing a pledge drive, and if you could give a little money to WRT, that would be wonderful. You can call 256-2001, or you can pledge online at WRTFM.org.
So you're not going to give your home phone number this time?
I almost did, but now I'm conscious of that because I've done it too many times. Just send your pledge right to the Smarty Cave. Yeah, right. Operators are lounging around.
One time I did a brochure for like this big medical facility in Duluth, and we got the proofs back for the brochure before we printed like, you know, 100,000 of them or something. Right. And I put my home phone number on it. No, let's change that.
I think the thing is, it's the only time I ever basically give out that phone number with that prefix is when I'm telling people my phone number.
Right.
And people are asking me that every now and then for some strange reason. I don't know why. People on the street just come up to me.
Certainly wouldn't want to talk to you.
Yep.
Hey, the Gilgamesh Dream Tablet is returning to Iraq.
Oh, very nice.
After the end of a 30-year odyssey in which it was stolen from a museum, auctioned to our pals at Hobby Lobby.
Oh, Lord.
And shown in Washington before being seized by Homeland Security. So, yeah, it was in Hobby Lobby in aisle 7 there, right next to the... it was marked down.
Beads, a lot of beads. Yeah, right. Beads and Gilgamesh, they go together. Really do, like ham and eggs. Yeah, they were. That was the provenance of a lot of that stuff that they snatched up was very dubious.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that, you know, Bible Museum of the Bible or whatever in D.C. And yeah. It's like, where the heck did you get this stuff from?
No.
Fell off the back of a cart. An ox cart.
Amazon.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the thing when you got chaos in an area like, you know, in Iraq and Syria and so on. There's a lot of stuff like that can kind of find its way out, float out the door. Let's see. According to the White House, according in particular to researchers at the Office of Management and Budget and the Council of Economic Advisors, the 400 households in America with net worth that ranges from about $2.1 billion to about $160 billion pay an effective federal tax rate of about 8% per year on average. And this is this White House is basing this rate on calculations using data on these people's income, wealth and taxes paid from the Internal Revenue Service and the Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances. And come on in. That's fine. And this is actually a lot lower than other people have calculated it. But the White House economists, typically they say that the effective tax rate for people in the income bracket is about 24%, which is, you know, that would be a lot if that were true. But according to the people that put this study together, Greg Lyerson, who's the senior economist at the Council of Economic Advisors, and Danny Yagan, who's the chief economist at the OMB, they said that the problem is that these other calculations don't take advantage of the two types of preferential treatment that people in this income bracket can take advantage of. And I'm sure that you're going to be shocked, Mel, to find out that people in the income bracket have preferential treatment when it comes to their income.
Huh.
That really set you back, didn't it? No, that the federal government taxes income from wages at a higher rate than income from investments. And most wealthy households report a significantly larger share of their income from capital gains. And basically, A wealthy investor can switch their money from what would we normally categorize as income as capital gains sort of whenever they feel like it. In fact, they can even show it sort of never even showing up. If a wealthy investor never sells stock that has increased in value, those investments gains are wiped out for income tax purposes when those assets are passed on to their heirs under provision known as stepped up basis. Of course, there's a stepped up basis. Hey, I want to thank, let's see, Murph. I want to thank the Murph, who made a pledge. And let's see, what are the programs that the Murph likes? Tuesday, Wilson Brothers, Entertainment, and Melon Floyd and the Monkey News. We need more Monkey News.
We haven't had any Monkey
Murph
News.
Murph is right on the button there with the lack of Monkey News.
That's
we need
true.
More Monkey News.
That's true.
And I really worried.
You know, if you gave more money, we could afford to hire a monkey reporter.
Yeah, that's right. The Monkey Desk at the Monkey Desk. Come in from the Monkey Desk.
I'd like that job.
That's a great job. That'd be perfect for you. Got another. I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about Christopher because he just pledged again. He got something for it this time. He got the Madison Illustrated History. Christopher, that's a good book.
I think it's time for an intervention.
Yeah. Well, you want to read what he's saying here?
No, go ahead.
No, it says, let's see. What does it say? Oh, gosh, we got a bunch of pledges all at once. No day drinking for me, but I am doing an ether extraction in the lab that may be affecting my critical thinking.
It's a lab.
I am annoyed. Well, that's our prime demographic. I am annoyed about what you said about my small donation. No,
we
you were giving
say
it.
That.
I didn't say that. Never make fun of a man's donation. Apparently, that's the
exactly.
rule. No, it was you were giving a little bit at a time. I hope they made that clear to everybody. He was getting a little increment. So no, there's nothing wrong with your donation.
No.
It's a perfectly fine donation. Just look in the mirror.
That's a normal size.
Donation. Yeah, you look down, it looks different. You know, you got to look at it from another angle.
You've probably been swimming, too.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Yeah, I think that ether extraction explains a lot.
So. Oh, golly. So here's a donation from Nicholas in St. Paul.
Oh, St. Paul.
And it's been about 15 years since I lived in Madison, but I'm still trying to make time for Mel and Floyd. So thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
And let's see who else we got here. Everybody at once here. And this is Rebecca from Athens. And that's Athens, Georgia. So let's see what she has to say. She says she likes Mel and Floyd, A Public Affair on Fridays. That's SDR Bestie, and Labor Radio. Love listening to WRT in Georgia. I miss getting it on the FM dial.
Aww.
But, of course, you can get it through your computermatron, which apparently is what Rebecca in Athens is doing. I got one more here. Do you want to do that one?
From Jade in Monona.
New donor.
Way to go, Jade. We appreciate the new donors. Jade likes Mel and Floyd, All News and Public Affairs, and Her Infinite Variety.
Excellent.
Fluoride will be added to UK drinking water to cut tooth decay.
I thought there was always going to be in England, but apparently not. Brexit, I can handle. The Queen dying, I can handle. They're going to have better teeth? No.
So we've got Alabama with their their constitution.
These
like
are signature branding here. What is the deal?
Yeah, I didn't know that wasn't a thing, but they're just coming into the 1950s there. But that's how they get you. They control your bodily fluids then. So you're frowning, you're furrowing your brow.
I'm getting little reports of what we just got, but I'm making sure that that's what it is. All right, there we go.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just trying to keep abreast of all of the vast, against Wartco, money vacuuming operation here.
A leading Florida GOP senator calls for a review of all vaccine mandates, including polio, mumps, and rubella.
Well, consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds.
Oh, my.
Or as my grandmother used to say, in for a penny, in for a pound, which is, that's what it means to be a Republican. You're just not crazy enough. So they finished the thing out in Arizona, apparently, and they... Oh, what's going on here? She who has never obeyed. She who has never obeyed just made a pledge to our show.
Really?
the deal with that?
What?
Christopher just made another pledge. He says he likes melon flakes. He's better. He's better now. He says he's feeling better because remember he was writing entertainment three times earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
That shows his level of displeasure with us. But now he's writing Melon Floyd are his favorite shows. Okay, I feel better now. Hopefully my donations will help with the staffing of the Monkey Reporter.
All right. And Christopher, check the ventilation in your lab, please.
We're worried. We're worried about Christopher. We're a little concerned.
Oh, two-legged dinosaurs may have swung their tails to run faster,
according to
scientists. So you got the old swing in action there.
Yeah, there you go. It's like the twist or something. That's one sexy dino. I got to get that out of my mind. Damn. Hey, you'd be happy to know that this was one of the few years where there was not less ice in the Arctic Ocean, according to the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado. They said that the minimum had most likely been reached on Thursday, in other words, yesterday, and estimated this year's total ice extent at 1.8 million square miles, or, for those of you paying attention, 4.75 million square kilometers. And this is the 12th lowest total since satellite sensing of the Arctic began in 1979. And it's about 25% higher than last year. Just turned out it was not quite as warm there this year. So there's probably going to be legions of 87-year-old U.S. senators saying, there's no such thing as global warming. Hey, I was kind of happy to see that the statue of Hans Christian Heywood's back up at the Capitol this week. He was an abolitionist and an immigrant from Norway who gave his life for freedom. So it's nice that his statue was reconfigured and placed back up on its pedestal where it belongs. It made me very pleased.
The Central York School Board in Pennsylvania has banned a children's book about Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, dear.
It's called I Am Martin Luther King Jr.
And what's wrong with this book, pray tell?
I don't know. I think I just explained that.
Oh, wait. I just looked at the cover. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
I don't know. And they've also banned books, a book about Rosa Parks.
Uh-huh.
So, for some reason.
For some reason.
Yeah.
So where is this place?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Okie dokie. 256-2001. It is your opportunity to help not only Mel and Floyd, but the great WRT family. And we had a really nice turnout last week. And so some of you that are regular listeners may have already evacuated your accounts. I understand that. But we do need a few more dollars, a few more pledges before we end the show at 2 o'clock. So if you could call now, or pledge online at wrtfm.org, we would be most grateful.
Okay, let's take about a minute or two to give people a chance to pledge, and then we'll come back with...
the rules of giraffe fighting.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
They fight each other, but they've got rules, apparently.
Oh, okay.
It's very interesting.
Ooh. And we're back.
I want to thank Anna from Stoughton. And Anna gave a very generous pledge. Thank you so much. Not like Christopher would. Taunt, taunt, taunt. No. Christopher's given the same amount, just in increments. They're just being funny. Ha ha. Anna likes Soul Sessions, entertainment. A lot of people like our show and like entertainment. Can you figure that one out? It's the origin of the bicameral mind here, I think, is what we're talking about. And Mel and Floyd. So thank you so much, Anna from Stoughton.
Yeah. Soul Sessions, that's a good show, too. I like that one. Yeah, I listen to that a lot.
Excellent choices. I'm waiting for one from Christopher here.
But. We're not taking any more money.
No
from
more
him.
Money from Christopher. That's like, I don't know, like kissing a drunk. It's just, you know, it's just like, it's not fair. Hey, giraffes don't fight much, but they do fight. And they don't fight much because they're smart. Even though the older males, they'll joust for territory and mating rights and so on. They know that it can get kind of violent. So they kind of step back. They don't, there's a lot of pushing and shoving and a lot of kind of like, oh, you think you're so smart.
They're probably kind of delicate too.
Yeah, they are because of their big old long necks. And so one of the things they found out was that when giraffes do fight, they never hit the neck in a place where they can actually cut their opponent's flesh. They basically sort of spar, so that's more of a, it's more of trying to psych each other out basically than anything else. And they don't the way they use their headbutts, it's like there's some rules. They appear to be sort of like, you know, like fair and honorable about how they fight.
Really?
Except when the switchblade comes out, then it's all bets are off. But no, it's very interesting. They've got this behavior. But along with it, that's evolved is the realization that it has to be more performative than really anything else.
Oh, interesting. They usually attack with sarcasm. That's their main mode of attack.
You call that a long neck?
According to a study, the average parent gets 17 minutes of relaxation each day when vacationing with kids. I will confirm that.
Yeah, right.
So, speaking of kids, I got to tell you, my kid got me a present. She got me a leaf blower.
Oh wow!
And I'm like the most cliche suburban dad now.
Yeah,
I've got this leaf blower. I because I got a big yard and a lot of trees, and I had to
fight with the raccoons,
rake all that stuff. Yeah, and it blows the raccoons away. But but now it's great because I can just take this, blow the leaves and blow them right into my neighbor's yard. I didn't realize how convenient that would be.
Convenient.
So I didn't enjoy that, Brett. But
people who love people.
All right, we have about 7 minutes left. We need seven pledges. Seven pledges for 7 minutes.
That's right, exactly.
It's an old show, I think. But
they've been sending people up into space. You've probably heard about this. And people have been trying to do research, good research, what happens when people get sent up into space.
Yeah.
And there's a big problem with that. Can you guess what the problem is?
No.
They keep sending the same kind of people up. Men. They keep sending white guys up. White. And so it's not. So some doctors have been saying that, you know, it really would help is if you would like diversify the sort of people that go into space, because this would give us a lot better idea of how space affects people, not just a subset of people. And of course, with the new. The new vistas of a billionaire space programming opening up. We're probably going to get more of that. So this is a good time
to make white guys.
More people with wealth, and that's probably going to be you know who. So this is a good time for the scientists to say we would like a little bit more maybe diversity in our space travel people.
I've got a story here about an immersion tank study that'll explore the impact of space travel on the female body. Since we just as you just mentioned, we don't seem to. You know, worry too much, but experiment and aims to address a gender gap where most space medicine research has been carried out on men.
So, okay. All right. Now, really seriously, Christopher, this is the last time that you can pledge. We're going to have to do an intervention. I like it like that. He's telling us some other shows that are actually great shows. Thank you for bringing them to the listeners' attention, Christopher. We've got I Like It Like That, Who Cooks For You, and Blues Cruise. I am glad that I am the one to go through the mail and take care of the bills because my wife is going to be unhappy with me for using her credit card.
Oh, it's her credit
card. Yeah, of course it is.
That explains a lot.
And Patty just came in with a pledge from Susan of Middleton.
Thank you.
And Susan in Middleton, thank you so much for your pledge. And Susan likes MNFTR. What's TR?
I don't know.
and blues. So whatever TR is.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
All right, so we got 2 out of the 7 pledges, and then we've got 5 minutes left. That means we need 5 pledges for, and if my math is correct.
So. your math is sterling.
I was always in the advanced,
never wrong.
I was always in the advanced math class.
Were you really?
Oh, sure, sure.
I was more of the word guy. I could do math, but I had to really work at it.
Yeah.
So, and did you ever take calculus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I never got to calculus. I got trig, and that was it.
I took 4 quarters of calculus in college.
My friends in college were all engineers and scientists, and they all made fun of me. They said I wasn't a real man because I'd never taken calculus. Mm-hmm. So when I retire, this is a plan for retirement, I'm going to get a dog, and I'm going to take calculus.
Yeah.
And I'm going to learn to swim. I never learned to swim.
You never learned to swim? I didn't know that about you. So.
Yep. Nope. I'm gonna swim with my dog and do differential equations.
Paddle?
Yeah. All at once. Like, it's the trifecta. Something to look forward to. Here somewhere.
We're looking for paperwork here.
I put it in the pile. Oh. There we are.
I still need to finish stuff.
Yep, no problem. A little behind the scenes action there.
Yeah, so here's some medical advice from an ER doctor.
Yep.
Says,
don't get COVID.
I can't believe I have to say this, but do not insert horse dewormer into any of your orifices in an attempt to treat COVID.
Huh. Is a nostril an orifice?
That would count.
But ear is an ear, hole an orifice?
None of your orifices.
None of them. Zero orifices?
You know what people are doing now is they're taking them hydrogen peroxide and putting it in a nebulizer and inhaling it.
So here's the thing. This is what I get. So here's this is my reconstruction, my speculative reconstruction of the reasoning here. They're finally realizing, this is real. This is a real thing. This is really bad. But they're so dug in on the we're not going to take the other thing that they're going to have to do something, right? Something. Yeah. I mean, they could like scourge themselves or, whatever, right?
Exorcism.
Something. Yeah, exorcism. But they're like, okay, well, we'll find something. Homebrew, the home remedy approach is I acknowledge it's a problem, but I'm suspicious of the other answer. So they're at least it's being acknowledged now. When you see these things, I think to myself, well, at least they're finally acknowledging it's a real thing as opposed to made up or something like that, right? Because they're trying to do something to prevent it, even though it's like totally wacky and cockeyed.
All right, 256-2001 or WRTFM.org. We need, how many more pledges do we need? 4?
I think 4, yep.
4,
yep.
So.
Just to let everybody know that RuPaul is now the Emmy's most awarded black artist.
Really?
That's right. VH1's RuPaul Drag Race was named the top competition program at the 2021 Emmys on Sunday, which means that the executive producer and host RuPaul Charles is now the most awarded black artist in Emmys with 11 career wins.
Oh, very nice.
So congratulations, I guess. Would be in order.
Do you see Elvira came out with a story this week that she's been in a relationship with a woman for like the last 19 years?
Oh.
So, to no one's surprise, I would think. I mean,
now, was she alive?
Yeah. You didn't mention that.
Yeah, see, there you go.
That's a good point.
That's the part I'm surprised
That's
by.
A good point. So, well, she was on one of RuPaul's shows, so that reminded me.
Hey, we got another pledge from Mark of Delavan.
Thank you, Mark.
And Mark likes Melon Floyd, Who Cooks for You, and I Like It Like That. And thank you for that pledge, Mark.
All right, we got about a minute left. I think we need three pledges.
Three more. If we can get three more.
One every 20, 30 seconds or 20 seconds. So.
You will have, if we have three more, you'll have a temporary moment of euphoria.
Why? Because it will shut up?
No, so. You'll have a temporary moment.
Oh,
you'll just be so happy.
Yes. So.
And we all want to make Mel happy, don't
we? That's right. 256-2001, WRTFM.org. We probably should declare.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, something. We'll declare something anyway.
But
we're working on it. If we miss it, they have to work for 2 straight days. There we go. That sounded a little off.
Yeah, I'm a little off, what can I say?
It's the weekend, so quit working.
Oh, look who's here.
So, is the Jaguar here?
It's the Jaguar.
All right. So
the Jagular.
All right, we have to get out of here. The kiosk is next. After that, Who Cooks for You with the Real Jaguar. And Amy Goodman after that, Democracy Now!, Labor Radio, Blues, Friday on My Mind. All kinds of great stuff here on your favorite radio station. Thanks to everybody who pledged. We just got an anonymous pledge. Thank you, Anonymous, from Madison. And looks like you've got one that Lois has brought in by carrier pigeon or something. So
Oy Gavalt.
So All right, it's 2 o'clock. You're listening to WRT 89.9 FM, Madison. Thanks for listening. Thanks for pledging. Have a great week. We will talk at you next Friday.